This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part two of a two-part show. Today on the show, we are talking about love beyond all words, in truth, action, and presence. Would you like an opportunity to rethink all these terms in the light of Bernie Pryor's amazingly clear tantric perspectives? I invite you to open your heart to what Bernie has to say in these upcoming moments and be transformed by his message.
Now, what I'm saying is essential in lovemaking, in the tantric perspective, to shift your orientation. Shift your orientation from the belief that you're a body to the knowing that you're consciousness and awareness. Our bodies that are constantly in a physical change and a biological change, they actually represent a metaphysical change, a spiritual change that is possible. That's what they represent. Tantra is about unifying everything in existence, your life as a woman, your life as a man, your life in partnership. So Tantra is the unification of all actions as consciousness in a real felt way of pure environment. To go beyond the physical body is to enter your celestial body, is to enter your divine body, the body that is truly feminine, the body that is truly masculine.
Welcome back to the show, Bernie.
Hi, Patty. Yeah, it's good to be here again.
Thank you. And you notice I say open your heart and not your mind. So I hope you've been had a chance to hear part one of our show, because we really have been talking about dropping into the place of the heart and out of the ego. But if you're just joining us now, I will say Bernie Pryor is a realized tantric master who's been sharing for quite a while on the topic of peace and love and freedom and truth. And I'm just really glad you can be with us for part two today. And I just invite our listeners to relax and enjoy what Bernie has to say, because that's how it is in pure presence. So let's get going. Bernie, you have said that when you are touched by the divine, you experience truth. So can you say more about that?
Yeah, it's like in all of life, and let's just center this around in lovemaking, that we are so convinced that we're the bodies. We're so convinced that the woman is a body, that form, and the man is a body, his form, and we try to make love and be together from the belief that we're the bodies, and yet we know the bodies are born, as it were, created, and we also know that they will die. And what we also know is the body keeps changing shape. It gets older, yeah? It gets wrinkled. It does all sorts of things, and much comes out of the bodies in terms of emotion, thoughts, all manner of things, okay? And so we have this idea that is unconscious, but to make it conscious is to truly be in the true tantric perspective, is that whilst we think that we're the forms, all that we will ever look for is to bring our bodies together and just burn rubber, as it were, yeah, you know, just like that. It's just bring the bodies together, just a couple of animals, and no real consciousness in it, no real depth, no real purpose, no real deep tenderness. So we can only go so far whilst we believe the other is the body. Now, what I'm saying is essential in lovemaking, in the tantric perspective, to shift your orientation. Shift your orientation from the belief that you're a body to the knowing that you're consciousness and awareness. So then you're going to meet each other as consciousness, as awareness. that only comes into form now. It's like the universal Big Bang. Bang. That bang is happening now, in which it's the hugest orgasm ever known to the universe, where all the planets and stars instantly came into being. So what we're looking at really is to shift our orientation from the known unreal state, you're a body, I'm a body, and to actually start to perceive and touch from another place entirely. Now that's going to take everything that you are to really be so present and so clear and so open to that. So it's to shift the orientation, shift that idea that she is a form, he is a form. Feel through the form in your lovemaking. Go beyond the form. Breathe beyond the form. Be beyond the form.
So what would it feel like? I love that. So it's that knowingness. It's that, oh, I get it, that aha moment, that astonishment, that awareness. Can you describe what would it feel like to just touch from that place or be touched?
Okay, well, first off,
would it be different for a man and a woman?
It would be different on the surface. As it gets deeper, you come into oneness, because unity is oneness. So in the oneness, you would experience no other. You'd be looking out, as it were, through your eyes, but you would know no other. You would be knowing in your consciousness, but you would know no other. So you would be in a state of union. So that's what love is really about, oneness, union, where there is no other. So the experience of that is an expanded awareness, where as men and women, you begin to pick up other realities that make you more than your current experience. So a woman becomes more feminine, and a man's eyes just light up, because there's something that he's connecting with in the feminine that he has not tasted before. And it's on another finer dimension, but nonetheless, it's animating the body anew. So this is the first time it's been embodied. So then what you get to see is our bodies that are constantly in a physical change and a biological change, they actually represent a metaphysical change, a spiritual change that is possible. That's what they represent. And so in a deeper place, we begin to connect with the feminine and with the masculine in an expanded, deepening awareness that is actually felt, that actually brings the emotional body to a place it's never been before, which is unemotional, but absolutely passionate. A different frequency, a finer experience for both the men and the women, where it is possible that their consciousness gets drawn into that place of unity, and it's a direct experience of an enlightened place of pure lovemaking. So they're entirely different men and women. In that moment, they're experiencing where they live and where they are functioning from on another dimension entirely. But they come back into the senses, as it were, and here they are. Now they've brought that awareness and that very place into embodiment. They're different men and women. Because your bodies are simply an outside expression of what is inside, what you are on the inside. Do you follow? This is why I said in the previous show, what's your address? Where are you living from? So your body is always a display, an expression of where you're living from. So then you can know as men and women how closed you are, how closed the other is. You can feel it because you've limited yourself because of identifying yourself as a victim, identifying yourself with pain, identifying yourself with limitation. What I'm talking about here is you're inviting yourself beyond the victim, beyond limitation, into a deeper place that is not as yet been explored. And that happens in and through and beyond the bodies. It's a different place altogether. So that awareness starts to come through your fingers. It even comes through your eyes. And you're experiencing yourself on a physical plane, but also a deeper metaphysical plane, a place of being. And that's sheer joy. That's an incredible That's real enjoyment of being in a real partnership.
That is. Now, that's something you could do all the time if you wanted to or knew how.
Well, again, just to highlight what Tantra really is, Tantra is just not about men and women making love. Tantra is about unifying everything in existence, your life as a woman, your life as a man, your life in partnership. So Tantra is the unification of all actions as consciousness in a real felt way of pure environment. You understanding that? So that means then we will be constantly, as men and women engaging this new place, will be constantly challenged by our old familiar ways to bring them to a higher perspective. That will happen in your careers, that will happen with your children, that will happen in your mind and in your emotional body. Until you begin to awaken to this holistic perspective, that would cause you a problem. You say, oh, not the kids again, not my boss again, not that old emotion again. Now you're going to see them as doors to a finer place where you are practicing as consciousness, raising up the vibrations of everything that was a lower vibration. So then your engagement of life is always to lift everything in a finer light of the heart, a finer light of pure being. So that's a real challenge that invites you to a holistic place. Now that's essential. You cannot make love unless you're beginning to live a more harmonious life outside your lovemaking.
Yeah, I really love your emphasis on the connection between beautiful lovemaking comes from beautiful lovers and coming from beautiful beings,
right,
in a beautiful life. You can't just, yes, pluck a beautiful lovemaking out of, yeah, you know, the garbage can.
That's right. But that's also amongst the ugly. You got to understand the ugliness of the past that we've been holding on to. And we got to see that there is no problem with the ugliness, you know? It's like the ugly duckling, yeah? There's no problem with it. It's lifted to you to where you are right now. In other words, having an ego is a stage of development that helps to burn us and refine us when we're on fire with something entirely new and entirely different, that our lives are no longer, in the tantric perspective, self-centered. They become more expansive, more innermost connected, more in the way of expressing holism for all beings. That's what Tantra is.
Well, that's the other beautiful part about Tantra, from what I'm hearing you say, is that you also absolutely honor all the ugly, you know, that because it got you to this moment. Yeah. So there's no, it's not bad that all this awful stuff happened, because it got you to now, and now you have the choice to take it deeper into the love. If I'm hearing correctly.
That's right. Tantra is a true understanding that in the universe of form, everything is eternally developing. So there's no end to development. There's no end to evolution. There's no end to our deeper refined experiences of what we are from a deeper perspective.
And I'm guessing to resist and to be the victim and find it wrong that all this stuff happened is just holding you back. But to see the beauty of the trauma and drama is actually the gateway into the opening, into, yeah, freedom and truth and all those beautiful experiences that you've been talking about.
Yeah, it's a point where we are offered a leap of consciousness, a leap of attraction, a leap of understanding, and the embodiment of that understanding is that this universe of form, the sensuality of it all, is aligned with eternal consciousness, and it's aligned that it has to keep moving on, because if we are infinite, then that means infinite change, in other words, infinite potential as men and women. And that's what's exciting as men and women and in a partnership, that our partnership will not stay static. It will be dynamically transforming. And so we reach deeper and deeper, higher and higher levels of attainment in our loving, and our loving of what we are, because we're universal beings. So we actually experience levels of connectedness inside ourselves in the relationship of life that is quite rare at the moment, but it will become more, let's say, more developed as more and more people begin to see and have a deeper perspective on life.
Well, thank you very much for that. I'm really glad I have this recorded, just in case I need to play it over. Anyway, we're going to take a break to support our sponsors. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm with Bernie Pryor, and we will be right back. You can learn more about Bernie Pryor. In addition to this fine recording, he has lots of CDs and lots of very fabulous programs. He travels all over the world. So you can learn more about him at berniepryor.org, and I'll spell that BERNIEPRIOR.org. So please stay with us. We will be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and I'm Dr. Patty Taylor, and we've been talking about love beyond all words in truth, action, and presence, and we're just going to keep going here. So, hi, Bernie.
Hi, Patty. Yeah, this is really exciting, isn't it?
It's wonderful. So, let's just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, just to expand on what we're speaking of, in the tantric perspective, it begins to show us that that you are it, we are that, we are the creators of the universe. So you're on the spot. So when you're making love, when you're being together, to see that actually you're on the spot, you know. And people say, you put me on the spot, you know, they say it to their lovers, you put me on the spot. Well, that's the whole point. The whole point is to be put on the spot and take responsibility for what is happening now. Now, please, I say to your listeners, don't look at that on the spot as a problem. Look at it as something entirely different. Look at it from, to be on the spot is to open up to where that spot takes you. Where is it going to take you when you're really profoundly present and real and take responsibility for this moment? It's an invitation into a whole new life, a whole new responsibility, where you take responsibility as men and women to transform your mind, to transform your emotion, to transform your direction. So you're deepening in this, and the attraction really is about, and again we can go into lovemaking with this, is about who would you be without the body? In other words, without your identifying with the body in your lovemaking, what would your experience be? So I'm saying that you would move into another area of profound loving altogether. So who would you be in your lovemaking without identity with the body? Now that's entirely different. Do you see where that would take you? Suddenly you'd be in a new place as a woman, a place as a man entirely, still quite rare, but that's what must come here. Because it's the identifying with the body and the patterns that tell us you are this, you are that, this is the woman you are, this is the man you are. They're all patterns. To make love without identifying with the body, but to fully embrace the body in every way from pure presence, pure direction, pure surrender, then you would come into a place that's beyond the body, that's creating the body, and it would create the body anew. So we would have a new humanity. We would have a new human being. We would have a new man and woman, and your loving would be profoundly new. It wouldn't have any past in it.
I'm trying to think who I would be without any body while I'm lovemaking. I'm still on that one.
Well, of course, but what I'm saying is,
because sometimes when I'm lovemaking, actually I feel like I go beyond the body, so maybe that's where I was.
Well, you will go beyond the body to a certain degree, but to go beyond the physical body is to enter your celestial body, to enter your divine body, the body that is truly feminine, the body that is truly masculine. That's where you would go. You would go to that place. I mean, I'll give you a little example of this, okay? This is in my own life. There was a great friend of mine that I used to talk to groups of women in London, in Chelsea, actually. And a friend of mine, I've known her for a few years, And we used to really be excited in what we would discover in just in our conversations about love, truth, masculine and feminine attraction. And one day, after a talk to about 30 or 40 women, I went downstairs. She was letting me out the front door. And as I turned round to her, her name was Noelle, I turned round to her to say goodbye, as I've done over the years. And as I turned round to give her a hug as we walked out, suddenly I was in another dimension entirely. I was actually inside her body, inside the feminine, an experience. It's hard for me to explain, but there was this spiral of light that I am, this spiral of light that she is, and another one was introduced, another one came. We were just coming into this ecstatic place beyond body and mind identity. Now, there was no personal intimacy between us, just this great love of our being. This was happening, and when I came to, as it were, of my senses, I had my forehead stuck to hers, my lips stuck to hers, my arms embracing her, fully pulled inside each other. She was the same. She was just holding each other tight. And she'd experienced exactly the same thing that we'd met in an impersonal state of pure being as the masculine and feminine. And when we kind of, as it were, came aware of our senses, we just stood in this depth of incredible silence and aliveness, just looking at each other, that we were not separate, absolutely not separate. Although we could see each other's bodies as the masculine and feminine, we were totally one. And I had no relationship with her, only in terms of arranging seminars with her. And then we just burst out laughing. We laughed and laughed and laughed from such a deep place, the joke of ever believing that we're all separate.
I think a lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah, that's what everyone wants, because everyone wants reality, because reality is knowing yourself. But you can't have that as it is. Of course, you are it in the deepest place, but to experience that means the surrendering to who you think you are in the whole of life and in the attraction of the masculine and feminine. So it's a different perspective entirely. So the real attraction is when you're not working on purifying each other. You're loving each other beyond that. You're inviting each other into a new place. You're inviting each other into a new purpose. You have real meaning in your relationship. It is to transcend the ego, transform the ego in your actions, and integrate it in the way that you live.
Okay, so now you said you're not working on anything, and I get it that you are being present as the man, truly present for the woman, and the woman feels really safe to open, yeah. And things just happen. So, but now you teach something called the form, and I want to bring that up because there is the most beautiful I guess it's a presentation on YouTube where people can watch you practicing something that our listeners could practice at home. And I was just wondering, is that something that you might recommend our listeners could practice at home as something they could possibly do with their partners or anyone?
Yeah, they would have to come to learn what it's about, either through coming to one of my seminars, or we're just starting a teacher training program around the world, and there are a few teachers around, but not enough as yet.
Well, maybe you could just give us a taste of what it is, just so we might get a sense of just something they could do, if it's an energy thing or a physical thing.
It's very simple. One of the easiest things that can open you up to that place is very simple, and that's putting your hands together in prayer. I mean, I let go of the word of prayer and all the ideas of what prayer is, but the moment you put your hands together around the heart kind of area, the moment you put your hands together in prayer, if you look at your hands, that there's wholeness. One hand, left hand, is the feminine. The other hand is masculine. That's what they really represent. The two polarities of one whole, the true self. That's what they are. And if we close our eyes and feel our bodies, so feeling our bodies actually the masculine, the feminine domain. So as we feel the sensation in our body, so we're feeling the sensation in our hands, in our feet. And anywhere we can start to feel sensations, just feel the sensations, don't do anything with it. And then with our eyes closed, that is the masculine domain of pure mind, really. And so when we got our eyes closed, there's nothing but blackness. If you just look into the deep, there's just blackness. If you let go of identifying any forms, thought forms, emotional forms that move through, cease identifying them, just feel the sensation, look into infinity. Now, whilst that's happening, just gently, keeping your whole attention in the field of sensation, your whole attention in the field of that blackness, when you begin to part your hands, there's a different frequency that begins to pull you in deeper. First, it feels like your hands won't part. That's the magnetic pull of union. But in the world of form, it is to bring those two halves apart without dysfunctioning them from unity. In other words, the masculine and feminine can move in their own right, but they do not lose their union because their inherent nature is oneness. So then when you keep your eyes closed and you slowly, slowly begin to open your hands, a new awareness begins to be known. You'll have to try it for it to happen. A new awareness, the mind begins to open in another place. The heart begins to open in another place. And you have a sense of expansion. There it is, it's just eccentric. And all that you have to do is keep your awareness, your attention in the field, I call it a field, of sensation in the body, and just not identifying anything in that blackness, the colors that may move. What is happening is you are learning to disengage the mind from identifying movement as separation. Do you follow that?
And right now, Bernie's hands are sort of slightly more than shoulder width apart. His palms are open, and his fingers are slightly spread apart. And it looks like he's feeling a lot of energy all around him. His eyes are slightly open. His face is very relaxed. And he's just sort of looks like he's receiving a lot of energy.
Well, what happens is your own being begins to open up inside of you. That's what happens. I can see that you're experiencing it on some level or other as well. It's human mind has been made by what we are as consciousness to create. And it's been made to create in singular cells for this purpose of knowing ourselves. So everything is in multi-layered functionality. Leaves are leaves, trees are trees, ants are ants, men are men, women are women, but it all seems like it's separate, but actually it's one.
So do you touch people now or you touch their energy field when you're in this state?
Well, this is why I'm very careful, Patty, about explaining this, because unless you come along, you won't get the central core of what I'm speaking of.
Okay.
This is not healing, what I'm speaking of here. I'm actually endeavoring to show that movement through mind is split. The moment that you identify with movement, there's a distance. You begin to distance yourself from being. The mind does it naturally. It's supposed to do that. The mind's supposed to identify a chair as a chair, a man as a man, blah, blah, blah. It does that. It's supposed to separate experience and put it into frame. So movements is like a frame shot. There's this movement, that movement, this movement. But your consciousness unifies all movement. Do you understand that? So then what the mind wants to do is always divide. It wants to measure. It wants to calculate. That's what it's made to do, but only for the domain of our sense experience. What we are, we're the bridge between our sense experience and our non-sense experience, and that's great love. So in the first instance, when we're kind of born into all this conditioning, the mind is telling you what you are. It tells you up is up, down is down, left is left, right is right. It tells you everything that you are. It's conditional. But the conditions can only point to what has already been. They cannot show you what you are. See, that's got to drop in a little bit. The mind's always telling you what you are. The emotional body's always expressing what you are, but they can't tell you. The instruments of perception that the masculine and feminine use cannot tell them what they are. They are vehicles of expression. So your mind is a vehicle of expression of the light of being that you are as men and women. Your emotional body is a vehicle of expression that can express through it the light of pure being that you are as men and women. When we as intelligence hold on to what the mind says, so in other words, the mind is measured Monday to Sunday, and I've had terrible experiences, okay? I've measured them all, and I've done my best to avoid the ones I don't really want, right? And so I've already separated myself. So that's what's going on. And so suddenly your mind is in a pattern, your emotional body's in a pattern, you are being moved in patterns. But what you are is beyond the pattern. In fact, this world is the very cloth that you wove as pure love, as men and women, in the deepest place. You wove this. Understand? So then you can undo those patterns, and you can only undo it by ceasing measuring everything through your mind and emotion. That's Tantra.
Wow, thank you. So we're going to take another break. So please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we are talking with Bernie Pryor. And you can find out more about Bernie Pryor at berniepryor.org, berniepryor.org. And we will be right back.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from personallifemedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and this is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we're talking with Bernie Pryor. And I have a question for you. Let's get really practical. A couple gets home at the end of the day, and they've been kind of stressed out, and they're trying to do their best to live as love, truth, and presence, and, you know, maybe they could be doing a better job, but they want to do a better job, and what should they do now? They're like, okay, they're snapping into presence, but they're looking for guidance, and they've got you on the phone, or they're channeling you, or they're turning on this show right now.
Okay, so I'm going to endeavor to keep this as practical, but at the same time, I've also got to give it the deeper perspective first, okay? And that deeper perspective is, when you're a man, when you're a woman that is growing in the way of truly wanting to know who you are on the deepest level, growing in the way that you truly want to experience the other on the deepest level, then in that understanding, you're beginning to realize that there is a deeper you in there, and there is a deeper woman as your partner, a deeper man as your partner. You may not have met that in your engagements, in your partnership, but nonetheless, that's the potential. So it's always to see in your partnership potential. Okay, you'll never see potential, real potential of growing in love, growing in creativity, growing in abundance in your relationships, whilst you don't see and uphold the potential to be more than you currently are, and see it in each other. Okay, so when you get that, there's a sense of aliveness and excitement that begins to burn away all the old stuff in your emotional body, all the old stuff in your mind. It burns it away simply because you've engaged a higher, deeper potential. So then it's to be really clear, this is true Tantra, it's to be really clear that in the mental or emotional, so you've got a problem with your minds going on, you've got a problem with knots in your belly because of the emotion that's going on, you have to know from the deepest place that that's not what's happening now. They are past conditioning, and not necessarily belonging to you in this partnership. Maybe from previous partnerships, maybe from the psyche of men and women since time began. Because this is how deep it goes. So do not see the emotion and the mental goings on that's taking place inside of you as a problem. See that they're actually just moving old energy. You can either move with that older energy, or you can transcend it. You will only transcend it if you relate to true potential. So there's a knowingness between you. You've not come to argue. You've not come to compete. You've not come to have further pain. You've come to experience a love and a connectivity with yourself and with each other that you never ever experienced in any other relationship. And you are prepared to give it to the other, help the other to reach their potential, and in that you reach your own. So there's a higher perspective that we're talking here. So this is a real, like, you can feel it, can't you? It's like this, wow, is that possible? Of course it's possible. But you have to, as a man and as a woman, have a higher potential awareness. It doesn't have to be active. It just has to be a little bud, a little seed of knowing. And that will inspire you. Because then you can look at him when he comes home and he's got all this stuff going on. You can look at him and you can say to him from a deeper place of your feminine, I love you. It's all okay. There's something more here. You know, there's something more. And you can say to her when she's, what's ever moving her, I see much more than that in you. You know. And you're not going to try to fix her or change her. You're just acknowledging her deeper place. You're acknowledging his deeper place. It's that acknowledgement which is our human potential to grow and experience much more than a human being ever has, because the universe is in continual growth. So then that's your relationship. Your relationship isn't to the other. Your relationship isn't to who you think you are. Your relationship is to your growing potential, to always see the light of true potential, which is real love, is here. Relate to that in all things.
To your new address, hopefully.
New address, that's right. Everyone likes to move house.
Well, that's really wonderful. So we are bringing this show to a close. I just want to ask you, you do workshops around the world. Maybe speak for just very briefly on that.
I travel constantly around the world, getting more invitations to other countries. So roughly we're visiting around about 8 to 10 countries a year, something like that. A lot of visits to America. I run 12-day retreats on the masculine and feminine potential in truth and love. And I demonstrate what I call the form. It's a practice that unifies the masculine and feminine. And it shows, it's an actual demonstration of how just this movement is a mirror of your own existence. How to live in that finer vibration, how to allow it to grow you, how to transcend, transform, and integrate greater knowing, greater love, greater purpose, and greater meaning as men and women in this universe. And so I speak all around the world, evening talks, long weekends, 12-day retreats. So that they will be on my website, berniepryor.org. It's in the next few weeks you will see an incredibly brand new website that's going to mirror where this teaching is growing into. So the one you'll see says this one's going to explode any moment, because it is, and the new one's coming in, because true potential is changing and allowing that to change. And so I also run a 21-day retreat. There's one that will be happening very shortly. This recording may not go out by then. But it's running 21-day retreats on a new man, a new woman, a new humanity, which includes so many, many things to bring you into your true power as men and women. and your true power as a human being, and really as a universal being. And so, yeah, there's much going on around the planet, always open to invitations of people that are truly endeavoring to understand themselves deeper. So any groups that really want to contact us, we will have a look at the invitation and give to it.
Well, I must say, I've had a number of friends that have taken your work, and they rave about it. So, and of course, I've just been enjoying you here in wonderful San Francisco. So, absolute rave reviews from everyone I know who's done your work. We're going to close this show. You wrote a poem. You read it to me. I melted, jumped up and down, was cheering. And then I found out that's been quite the response from everyone else. So I thought we'd close the show by asking you to read this poem for our listeners as well.
Yeah, this poem came to me last year, and it speaks on many different levels. So you'll hear many, many different levels, and I hope they inspire you. In her fullness she came, bursting from the now here, the nowhere from within me. Immediate, radiantly, in her full dancing form, she shone before me. Enticingly she drew me to know her, experience her shifting light forms. Deeper and deeper she sang me into her woman, her womb of life experience. Manifest me! Manifest me, she cried. Experience me, experience me, she sang out so loud. Burn for me, die for me, do not let go, she screamed, until it is done, when you and I are one. What could I do but hold her tight in my burning arms of passion, until she and I burned no more? As quickly she came, she disappeared. Did she ever exist? Was I just dreaming?
Love beyond all words. One more time. So that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Patty, for giving me the opportunity to speak.
It was a total joy, totally blissful. I just want to say we have had Bernie on one other time on episode 25, I believe it was Love Play. So if you really enjoyed this show, you can also go back and hear him on our other show and hear some more great material. Just want to say that with our just want to mention the YouTube. If you just go to YouTube and look up Bernie Pryor, you can see the demonstration of the form. It's a great little YouTube, so I invite you to do that. Anyway, his website, berniepryor.org. So we do end the show now. Thank you so much for listening. Please send me email, patty@personallifemedia.com. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. And please check out my website at expandedlovemaking.com and join my mailing list to get updates for my products, events, and newsletter. So that's all for today. This is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor, and I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.